This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda, and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 17th of September. Well, tracking weak global cues, bears pushed the benchmark indices below crucial support levels on Thursday. In fact, Sensex fell more than 300 points, while Nifty 50 broke below 11,600 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 323 points to close at 38,979, while the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 88 points at 11,516. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare and IT stocks, while selling pressure was seen in realty, metals, banks, capital goods, and power index. Now, global cues turned negative after divided US Federal Reserve dented stimulus hopes. In fact, the Fed extended its dot plot forecast of unchanged US interest rates out to end 2023, but going no further than that. On the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was down by 0.2%, while the small-cap index fell 0.5%, outperforming benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like HCL Tech, Z Entertainment, and Dr. Reddy's. Top Nifty losers include names like Shree Cements, Tata Motors, and Hindalco. Now let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the healthcare index was 0.4%, while the IT index was up 0.23%. Selling pressure was seen in realty, that was down 1.8%, followed by the metal index that fell 1.2%, and the bank X was down by 1.1%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like HCL Tech, UBL, and Tech Mahindra. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Chola Finance, Havells India, and SAIL, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Siemens, Bosch, and JSW Steels. Now, more than 150 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dr. Reddy's, SRF, as well as Info Edge. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts and wiped out entire gains of the last trading session. It has negated the formation of higher top and higher bottom on lower time frames and again got stuck in a trading range. Now, RSI indicator is now turning lower on daily scale, which suggests testing of lower support with consolidative move along with capped upside. Now, it has to respect an immediate support at 11,450 to witness an up move towards 11,600 and 11,650 levels, while on the downside, the major support exists at 11,350 and 11,333. That's what Chandan Tapari of Motilal Oswal said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.